Dr. Marty Becker, who was on the phone, helped to make that happen. Because Dr. Becker, I know you would agree that what Dr. Stewart has been doing is so incredibly humane and important.
Steve, happy holidays to you. You know what's funny listening to you?
What?
We've been friends for decades. It's so funny to think of you as this very, very close friend and then hear you as a radio personality. It's just so funny. It's a juxtaposition that, because you have this great voice and the way you edutain and stuff. I was just sitting here smiling.
Well, I think, yeah, thank you. I'm not sure, but thank you.
No, it's a thank you. You know, Steve, you and I have been involved with veterinary medicine for decades, and I know you personally and myself, we see these heroic acts by everyday veterinarians all the time.
Yes.
Often don't get any light or heat, but Kwan came across something special. He graduated from Colorado State University, became a shelter veterinarian, and a shelter veterinarian is basically somebody that sees hundreds or thousands of animals euthanized or put to sleep just because there wasn't enough homes. And he was burned out. You can imagine how that would be coming out of veterinary school, then went into private practice and was disillusioned with veterinary medicine. And his story changed walking outside of a convenience store past the same person, the same dog he'd passed by several times before, stopped and talked to him. The dog was pretty much hairless from itching. And he told the guy, if you're here tomorrow, I'm going to bring something for your dog. And he brought out one of these, you know, spot-on parasite control products that killed the fleas. Within just a few weeks, the dog had a full coat of hair. And he started to realize the unmet or undermet need for people that were in the street that didn't have access to veterinary care, and founded this organization called Street Vets. Started in L.A. and has now expanded to other major cities. But just to see that, you know, I think a lot of people have misconceptions about the homeless with their dogs, and should they have dogs or shouldn't they have dogs. And when you've actually seen them like we have, a dog has never had a better life than living with these
people.
Well,
yeah, explain what you mean by that. You've said that before, so explain exactly how you think that is the case.
Well, you know, if we look at the average household, we give pets the time we can share and the love we can spare. What that means is we're busy. We go to work. We're gone 8 hours, 10 hours. We come home from work. Or even if we're at home, we're busy. We're pounding away on the computer, or we're always working. What they do, that pet is with them 24/7 and with close, intimate contact. And we've all seen the things where you really don't see street dogs ever. You know, you see these things on TikTok, or the dodo, or these rescues where the dog's a skeleton. You don't see that. They'll go without. They'll rummage or go without food for their own pets. And there's just this loving connection but on the flip side, it's great to have all that, but you need veterinary care. You know, it's not the dog has an ear that's like a fire pit, or
sure,
or you flip their lip and the gums look like a flamethrower went across it. They need veterinary care. That's where Kwan's organization steps in. They actually now have a food pantry in downtown L.A. that's open for pets to get food.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's something, Steve, that's a major issue, like a fracture, he has a network of veterinarians that he can take the pet to have it fixed.
And part of the reason why I had planned to have you on with Dr. Stewart is because you, my friend, are the most impactful veterinarian of my time. And has made more of a difference in more ways. We only have 1 minute left in this segment. Can you tell me, Dr. Becker, about Fear Free?
Well, Steve, it's funny. It found me through a lecture somebody gave talking about fear is the worst thing a social species could experience and how it causes permanent damage to the brain. And basically what it is we've all been focused on the physical well-being of animals, but not the emotional well-being. And Fear Free has spread to 117 countries. For listeners, you go to Fear Free happyhomes.com would give you some great tips to start the new year. But through our mutual friend Temple Grandin now, it's spreading to dairy cows and chickens and stuff, and it's going to be change the way animals live around the world.
Indeed. Dr. Marty Becker, thank you for all you have done. You could have been nominated for that award right along with Dr. Stewart. Thank you so much. I appreciate talking with you. And by the way, I think I've read it on Facebook, so then it's got to be true, right? It's your anniversary?
45th anniversary, yes.
Well, please wish Teresa a happy anniversary, and please send her condolences as well. After all, living with you for all those years.
Oh, my God, I got that tickle in my throat. That was a good one.
That's a good one. All right, go away. Thank you, Dr. Becker.
Bye. Bye.